Back now with Day to Day, what goes in must come out, which is why there's illegal drug residue swirling around in sewage. Now researchers in Oregon are examining that sewage to see how big a drug problem does the state have. They suspect people are not exactly honest about their drug use, but the sewage doesn't lie. Tom Bonsi has more from Corvallis, Oregon.
Dr. Jennifer Fields' environmental chemistry lab has just received nearly 100 bottles of raw sewage. In case you're wondering, it doesn't smell bad in here. The tightly sealed samples don't even look that gross.
We're looking for cocaine and some of its principal metabolites. Methamphetamine is another analyte of great interest.
Also, heroin, LSD, and rave party drugs like ecstasy. Dr. Field and a grad student have calibrated their instruments to do a whole bunch of citywide urine tests, if you will. The researchers intend to publish a map of Oregon showing the amount and type of drugs taken per capita place to place. Field says the idea for measuring illegal drugs in sewage came to her on a long plane ride. Her husband, a pharmacist, had just been required to hide Sudafed behind the counter to keep it away from meth makers.
There was also a program on TV, I believe it was Frontline, that talked about the meth problem being particularly damaging to communities, families, and children here in the West. I thought, well, there's got to be something we could do. And I thought, well, let's see if we can see meth in wastewater.
Field is scaling up a technique pioneered in Europe. Her team is making the broadest attempt yet to gather hard data on hard drug use from what we flush.
It's potentially good for helping people at the state level better understand where should we put our money for drug intervention, prevention, education.
Looking in the sewers can also tell you in nearly real time when a new drug hits town.
Is meth moving eastward, meaning truly eastward across the United States? It would appear that this may be a good tool for predicting increases or decreases in particular drug uses.
Field comes at this from a public health perspective, but there's an obvious policing angle, too. In Longview, Washington, Sheriff Bill Mahoney says it would be a change to hand out assignments based on a sewage-derived map.
We don't use much science. It's all empirical. What we do basically is whatever law enforcement runs across, or in some cases fire EMS, that's what we base our information on. So if we turn 20 cases in a week and they're all cocaine related, then that tells us there's some cocaine use.
Drug agents note the way sewage sampling is being done, it can't finger individual dealers or users. Just getting the wide view suits Caleb Banta-Green just fine. He's a drug epidemiologist.
I think it is a very, very big advance in terms of trying to get a good, reliable, and valid measure of what's going on in entire communities.
The University of Washington scientist is eager to see how drug use patterns captured from sewage compare to existing questionnaire responses. He believes the prevalence of drug use is seriously underestimated.
Another thing on my agenda is for people to understand how widespread drug use is, and that it is not just in this community over here that we might have some stereotype that is using drugs.
The Oregon State University researchers expect to publish their results sometime next year. Smaller studies are going on outside San Diego and starting in Washington State. All this being followed with interest by the Office of the White House Drug Czar. A couple of years ago, it tried looking for traces of cocaine in sewage. A spokeswoman says the limited study demonstrated some potential. The White House office is now asking EPA to consider screening for illegal drugs in wastewater at the national level. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Corvallis, Oregon.